information. Liquids such as cough medicine should remain tightly sealed in their original container, while syringes and other sharp instruments will not be accepted. So please go and check that out. There's always a tendency, right? You go to the doctor, you get the prescription, you take it, you feel better, you don't finish it, and you have it sitting there. And the thought in your mind is, I might need it again, especially if there's a relapse. Or I might need to know the prescription because I might need to refer to it when I speak to my doctor again if I have a relapse. Just take a picture. You have a smartphone, take a picture, and then you have it and get rid of the medicine, because the medicine is a hotbed for teenagers to go and grab. And they have these parties where they actually put all this in the middle of a bowl, in the middle of a table, and they mix them. And it's the gateway to other recreational and eventually other drugs. So please do yourself a favor and avoid the embarrassment and the tragedy of having something like this happen in your family.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump calls the CIA chief's refusal to order waterboarding and other harsh interrogation techniques, quote, ridiculous. Trump told Fox News this morning that CIA Director John Brennan's comments make no sense when terrorists like ISIS are beheading and drowning people. Brennan told NBC News he absolutely would not agree to let any CIA officer waterboard anyone. Support for the ISIS terror group is actually going down, USA Radio's John DeMaster explains.
A new survey of Arab teenagers and young adults finds that they overwhelmingly reject the terrorist group that controls stretches of Iraq and Syria. The 2016 Arab Youth Survey released today, polling young Arabs in 16 countries. It shows that nearly 80% say there's no way they'd support ISIS, even if it renounces its brutal tactics. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Apparently, transit systems across the country are not a high-priority target for terrorists. The Washington Post reports the TSA places a low risk on trains, subway systems, and buses. Peter Neffinger with the TSA said late last week the agency considers the general risk to be low in the U.S. The comments come after last month's attack on a train in Brussels and numerous attacks on transit systems throughout Europe. There may be video evidence that shows former New Orleans Saints player Will Smith hitting another vehicle moments before he was shot to death. Surveillance video appears to show Smith's Mercedes SUV tapping the rear bumper of a Hummer before the incident. What's believed to be the Hummer of the shooting suspect Cardell Hayes then appears to pull over while the SUV speeds away. The Hummer then apparently follows that SUV. Hayes' lawyer says his client was the victim of a hit and run before the shooting occurred. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
A Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump matchup in November might make for a close contest. An NBC News poll shows 38% of likely voters would cast their ballots for Clinton, while 36% would vote for Trump. Meanwhile, GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan has scheduled a mid-afternoon news conference to repeat his claim that he will absolutely not run for president this year. A man in Daytona Beach is in jail for wanting 911 to save his reputation, USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
Philip Chedge first called the emergency number when a convenience store said they would not sell him beer because he had stolen from them in the past. When police arrived, the store said it did not want to press charges and just wanted him gone. After being told not to call 911 unless it was a true emergency, the man went behind the store and called again while the police were still there. This continued several more times and included the police telling him to stop it, even going so far as hanging up on him due to his rudeness. He was eventually arrested while he was still on the phone. I'm Anthony Lucero.
A group of extremely rare items recovered from the Titanic are going on display for the last time. The seven items include pieces of paper and textiles which deteriorate quicker than items such as metal or glass. They will be on display beginning April 15th at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas and return to a conservation facility in July. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Joe Peters with 55 Plus, and I'm sitting here with Suzanne Lax. Say hello, Suzanne. I'm saying Suzanne. It's Susan.
It's Susan. I'm sorry. That's okay. It happens all the time. Well, and when I worked with Suzanne Legay, I was called Suzanne, and she was called Susan, and we have the same initials, too, SL.
That's interesting.
So I'm very much used to it.
Okay, so before we get going, we're going to go through the weather for a minute or two. It's a beautiful day outside. If you haven't been out, it's, I wouldn't say spring yet, but it's headed in the right direction. It's sitting out there at 49 degrees right now with a little bit of wind, 6% precipitation. And the next few days look like they're going to be just about repeats of what today is going to be. And then we're going to get into some different weather along the weekend. They're actually talking about us hitting 70 degrees over the weekend. So before we start, I'm going to go through two or three of our sponsored commercials, and we're going to get into talking about Hunterdon Helpline today. So once again, it's Joe Peters, and here we go.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, it's Joe Peters again. I'm with Weikert Realtors in Clinton, New Jersey, and I do two shows here on Hunterdon County Radio. One is A real estate show. They do it the first and third Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And then on the second and fourth, and sometimes the fifth, if there's five Tuesdays, I do the 55 Plus, which is a show dedicated to people who've got 55 already in the rearview mirror and are either pulling up on 65 or maybe just past that as well. It's just filled with subjects that we think you'll find of interest. And today is no exception. Susan Lacks runs our Hunterdon Helpline, which, amongst other things, has a lot of very interesting items available to seniors, and we're going to learn more about that as the show goes on. So let me introduce Susan again.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Great. Great. Susan, why don't you go a little bit into your background so we know what you're all about?
Well, what am I? I started out with a degree in writing. I was a journalist for a few years until I decided to have a family, which definitely put an end to my journalistic career. Okay. I had worked myself up to covering politics, but following politicians all around at any time of the day was not conducive to having a family.
Right.
And also, my family came quick and easy. I had four children at one time.
Wow.
And so there was no ifs, ands, or buts in terms of my new career, which was definitely child care and a fascinating phase of my life. But I have always been involved in nonprofits. I have always been involved in a cause, always committed to volunteering and giving it back in many different ways. So after owning a series of businesses, which enabled me to be a stay-at-home mom, work because I definitely have it in my blood to work, but also to run the carnival for the PTA and all of that,
okay.
I went on to finally, when my kids were old enough, and entered into the business arena again, the nonprofit arena. I was director of marketing for the Chamber of Commerce here in Hunterdon County for a few years. And then I started working for Hunterdon Helpline and became executive director about 3.5 years ago.
3.5 years ago. So tell us, first of all, four children all at once. It just sounds like, wow, I said I did it the hard way. I had five one at a time. Of course, it was my wife who did it the hard way. But four children, how old are they today?
They are 26.
Wow. What an experience that must have been.
It's, believe me, it still is.
It sort of never ends.
It still is. They haven't started taking care of me yet, unfortunately. But no, it still is. They lead exciting lives, and my life is exciting because of them, always.
Wonderful, wonderful. I look back, I go into restaurants, and I see people sitting four and five children, and I said, I used to do that. And it almost seems to me, my children are all right around 50, it seems to me that was a different life. It seems like it wasn't part of this life, but I go up and I say, I tell the people and they look at me like I have two heads, but then when they get into it and realize I'm not dangerous, maybe I am. It's an interesting conversation because we had Marilyn's cousin. He has a daughter. We went to her wedding. She had three boys in Virginia and she decided, well, I want a girl, but I'm not going through this again. I want to go back to my school teaching. So they went to China and adopted. And it worked out so well, they went back and adopted a second. And guess what happened? She got pregnant. So she's now got six children. And I told her I had five, all about a year and a half to 2 years apart. And she looked at me. She said, there's hope. I said, what do you mean? She says, I didn't think anybody got out of this alive. So it really hit me funny, and I've never forgotten it. It's such a challenge. So Hunterdon Helpline is your, as the director, your mainstay. I know mm-hmm. you put a lot of hours
yep,
in.
And it's my baby now.
Wow. How old is the Hunterdon Helpline itself?
It is 47 years old. It started out as a teen hotline 47 years ago, which was cutting edge at the time, offering anonymity to teens, and evolved into helping everyone. And we are sort of the umbrella go-to organization for any challenge 24/7, 365 days out of the year.
Well, great. I see. There's a phone number for it that you gave me, which is the 908-735-4. 1-800-357, or help, if you dial help instead. Mm-hmm. There's also a free 11. Is that the same thing, or is that something different?
I think you're talking about 211.
211.
211 is different. 211 is more of an information and referral. What's different about Helpline is that we are very focused on Hunterdon County, and we basically do case management. So when the caller comes in, we're not just giving a phone number. We're discerning what their challenge is in the short term and in the long term, and trying to give them a holistic solution to that challenge, and also following up if need be. But most importantly, we're connected and collaborate with all of the other organizations in Hunterdon County, and so we know what are some of the other programs and services outside of our own that would be helpful to this person. In addition, we have a database of about 1,500 programs and services that are both local, state, and even federal that would be of assistance depending upon that challenge.
Wow. So there's probably no such thing as a typical call, but what is your most frequent call on the helpline?
We do quite a bit of financial assistance. Especially during the wintertime, utility assistance is big, particularly since the recession. Many of our residents in Hunterdon County were hit hard. Many of the people who you would never think would have suffered from it do. And so emergency services such as utility assistance, food, shelter, clothing, that's pretty much 24/7. We also have people who are facing domestic abuse or divorce, or just recently a member of the LBGT community and needs assistance just finding support.
Right.
I had somebody who called at early this morning looking for help because he's fighting mental health issues and is upset with his physicians and so forth, needed somebody to talk to, but also needed somebody to direct him in the right direction so that his condition did not worsen, and thank goodness he was reaching out for help. So it really depends upon the various times of year, because we also do the sheltering for Somerset County and Hunterdon County after hours when they close their doors. So any social service calls that they would normally get if they were open for business comes to us. And we're also the after hours headquarters for the Link. So we have a direct line through radio with the bus drivers. And when the Link office closes at 4:30, we get those calls. I've been standing here for 15 minutes. Is the Link coming? Is it not coming? And we get right on the radio for them. So every call is different. And even within that particular category, even within a utility assistance call, nothing is cookie cutter. Every person is different. Every challenge facing that person, whether we put it under the umbrella of utility assistance, is different.
So when a person needs help, should they stop and think maybe this is or is not good for the helpline, or should they just pick up the phone and dial a helpline?
That's the difference with us and the other organizations that have a very specific focus. If you call the helpline, we help you navigate that question, and that's a very good question, because if you just give us a call, tell us your story, we're able to discern which organization is best for you, which program or service, whether it's our own. As you pointed out, we have our own senior and disability services division. We have literacy services, Hunterdon Hispanos, a community translation center. But again, working with all the other organizations, if a person is sitting at home and just does not know where to begin, 908-782-4357 or 1-800 number, or visit us on the internet at helplinehc.org, we will be able to navigate it with you. We will be able to say, you know what, maybe it's safe in Hunterdon. Maybe it's Family Promise. Maybe it's drug addiction, so we're going to send you to Hunterdon Prevention Resources or Hunterdon County DAP, which is another addiction organization here in town. Lots of different resources, and one organization that has to know them all and has to figure out which is going to best suit you. not all the time is it successful, but then you give a call back.
Sure.
We do follow-ups, et cetera. Like I say, it's more of a case management when you call. So we're able to discern, again, where is that best solution? And we like to give a holistic solution, not just here's one phone number. We'll link you. We'll transfer the call. We'll talk to the other person at the other organization. Money is a big thing. They may have a wonderful program, but the funds ran out.
Right.
So we need to know that as well. So, yeah, we don't want to burden that person with more intellectual time than necessary. Call the helpline, and we'll work through it with you.
Great way to get started. I know I first discovered it when I'm involved with the Leadership Huntington program, and we had a social services day, and I met you and three or four of the others, and I've gone deeper with each one. And every time I go deeper with things that are available in Huntington from the social services aspect, I am amazed by how much we have that is out there, and I'm also amazed by how little knowledge there is. I mean, the link is a great example. I went and sat with the person that runs the link. I don't recall her name right now, but
Erin Newcomb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
See, it's our job to know these
there
things.
You go. You're doing a good one. She just took me and said, I said, wow, you do all of that? I mean, for example, if you needed to get, and they don't do this very frequently, but if for a reason you needed to get from Huntington to New York City tomorrow for a doctor's appointment, they can make that happen for you. But most of it's within the county or the areas just associated very close to the county. And you see the link buses going by. I've lived here 18 years, never quite understood what they were. I saw them pick the neighbors up, but I never knew. And now I've gone and I've taken a look at it, and I said, that's wonderful. That's quite a bit that's there. I try to look things from the senior's viewpoint because becoming a senior myself, I learned an awful lot the hard way because I was just curious and my mind rambles and I want to know how things are. I'm one of those people who need to know how it works or I can't talk about it. And when we had Mike Lawless on a couple of weeks ago and talked about Medicare, it's not easy. They send you this 200-page book and this chart and you say, what? So every step of becoming a senior is somewhat complicated, but it's also a step that somebody's already taken. And I find from talking to people, it's a lot easier than just trying to read up on it. So talking to these various people has been a wonderful experience for me. We talked a little bit about these sub-projects and their funding. Let's talk about funding for the helpline. How does it exist?
What's the expression? A wing and a prayer?
Okay.
Well, obviously, as a nonprofit 501c3, we're dependent upon grants. We get them from both the state and the county, some of the money trickling through from the federal government. Corporations, United Way, individuals, businesses, local folk, very important to our funding.
Okay, so let me play a commercial or two, and we'll be right back.
Good morning, Huntington. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Okay, it's Joe Peters once again with 55 Plus, and I'm sitting with Susan Lax. And Susan has been telling us a little bit about the funding on the helpline. How many people are involved in a helpline? What's your staff?
I generally have about 7 to 9 people at any given time.
Okay.
We have our community resource specialists, and they're the folks that know everything about Hunterton County. They're the people who are there 24/7 who are going to answer your questions, link you to the appropriate services and programs. We have a licensed clinical social worker because, again, we do case management, and sometimes we hit a wall. I think it's important that we have an expert on hand, ready to go if we have to ratchet it up. We have our volunteer programs coordinator, Susan Peters.
Cool.
I don't know if any relation, but
I think I've met her, but I don't think we're related.
And she's in charge of all the volunteer programs that we have. And we have about 90 volunteers. So, again, when you ask about funding, truly, our volunteers represent quite a bit of funding, because if we had to pay them to do this work, it would be astronomical in terms of our budget. So a big shout out, especially April is volunteer month, and we do appreciate what they do for the helpline. So then we have, I guess, myself. We have an intern who is studying social work at RVCC and is going on to Rutgers next year. So we have a nice, I hope, robust staff, but everyone in our staff can go remote at any time. If there's a Sandy, if there's a, what was the last snowstorm, a Joshua, however you want to really put a name to these wonderful events in our life. So we're fortunate to be where we are. We have a generator in the building, but again, no matter what the crises, we can go remote.
Okay. So how long does it take to train a typical volunteer if they get involved with the helpline? That's got to be an
We have somebody training right now. It really depends upon the person. You know, everyone brings different skill sets to a position. Some people may be Hunterton County born and already know or come from another nonprofit, so they're very familiar with the structure of social services in the county. Others have great computer skills because everything is a database today.
Okay.
And like I said, our database has 1,500 programs and services. You do have to be able to navigate the computer, the database, et cetera. So it really depends upon the person. I like to think in 2 weeks' time that person is definitely on it.
Okay.
May not be the most knowledgeable, but knows how to access. And that's really the most important thing.
Right.
They say to me, Susan, oh my gosh, you know everything. And they often like to ask me, so and they don't have to navigate. But that's after years, obviously, of doing this, sitting on committees in the county, knowing everybody who is, you know, behind the name of the organizations. But I would say probably 2 weeks is the average.
Okay. And once we talked about a database of services, do you keep a database on the callers that call in as well?
Oh, yes. We, like I said, it is case management. So every call has a file because that helps us, too, with the follow-up. Well, what happened last week? Did the referral I gave you work? Maybe it didn't work. You know, let's go back to the drawing board and make sure that it happens. Maybe you called two years ago, and now you're calling in the same position. What do we do wrong? You know, we can give the fish, or we could teach you how to fish.
Right.
Was it the fact that you called for utility assistance, and that required immediate cash to solve a financial situation, but really was it about you being underemployed or unemployed? And can we get you assistance with that so that you don't have the same problem again?
Wow. It's very interesting. The more we talk, the more I learn, obviously, but it's so in-depth and there's so many moving parts to it. What if somebody doesn't speak English?
Well, like I said before, we have our community translation center. We actually have a Spanish hotline. But in addition to our Spanish interpreters, we have volunteers who translate for us and our clients and for anybody in the community who needs it in Russian, Japanese, Chinese, Tagalog, Hebrew, Arabic, Italian, French.
Wow.
I'm forgetting some. We're looking for somebody Polish, so if anybody's out there who can speak Polish and read Polish and write Polish, we need you. That's a huge part of it. The immigration population in Hunterdon County is growing in leaps and bounds. And again, we also have our literacy services, which teaches not just ESL classes, but basic English to people who are native English speakers and need help with their reading and writing.
That's interesting. Marilyn speaks about 4 words of Polish, just enough to make somebody think she understands more. And the floodgates open and she's going, no, I don't understand. Once again, the Hunterdon Helpline's number is 908-735-4357. And you've just heard some of the reasons you can call. There's really no limit to the reason for calling. You can pick up the phone and call, and they'll help you try to resolve whatever it is that's on your mind. And you can speak all of those languages and call, and they can patch an interpreter through and get you that same result. So it's a helpline for everybody in the county. Does it go outside the county? What if somebody, you say some people do call from Somerset or...
Well, I got a call from Texas this morning. I actually was on the overnight shift and got a call from Texas. And just this afternoon, we got a call from Atlantic County. We don't turn anyone away.
Okay.
But we do try to steer them towards the resources in their county because obviously they're going to be different from Hunterdon and of course, Somerset. We have had, with our senior and disability services division, we have had many people who call because we publish Choices for Seniors directory, and that we do publish with the information in 4 different counties, Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer, and Warren counties. And oftentimes we hear from the people who have gotten a copy of it who say, well, can't we have the services that you have here in Hunterdon from Helpline, you know, in our county, like our telephone reassurance or our friendly visitor program? So that's a great compliment, but there's only so much we can do. And, you know, we do look for opportunities to expand, but, you know, we like to stay focused in our home base.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break to a few more commercials, and we're going to come back and go maybe a little deeper just on the seniors.
Okay.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
And once again, it's Joe Peters sitting with Susan Lax. Just so you know a little about me, I'm going to play my paid commercial. I'm not trying to drum up any business here. It's sort of a give-back show, but this will tell you who I am.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime.
and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Once again, it's Joe Peters. Now you've heard a little about who I am. Just a mild-mannered real estate agent trying to give a little back to the county. I've gotten involved with Hunter County at various aspects. I'm also involved with Somerset County as well. Sort of redundant, but... In effect, Susan is sitting here talking about the 100N helpline. Once again, the number for that is 908-735-4357, or the word help. And we want to look at it from a senior's aspect today. I meet a lot of people in 100N County that have become seniors, and it used to be at a point in time that seniors would retire and then maybe had 10 to 15 years to live. That's changed dramatically. It's changed from 10 to 15 to 30 to 40 at times. People are retiring in their 60s and living well into their 90s and beyond, and very capably into those years, so that, in effect, they don't really feel they need a lot of services until the point where maybe somebody points out, Mom, Dad, maybe you need to look into some of these things. And the more I look into them with the social aspects of social service aspects of Hunter County, the more impressive I am. How would a typical senior first get involved with the 100N helpline?
Well, our seniors are referred in many different ways. They can refer themselves, obviously, but through the hospital, through public health, through Adult Protective Services sometimes. Friends, family, even neighbors have referred clients to us. And it's really all about aging in place. Most of our programs have that as the goal. Can you stay in your own home? Can you, if not stay in your own home, downsize but not go into a facility yet? You know, more and more people in their 60s are staying in the workforce.
Right.
And what we're looking at is an aging population, especially here in Hunterdon County, that's actually equal to the aging population in the entire state, more so even than Somerset. So we do have quite a large demographic group here. And again, it runs the gamut. As you say, people are retiring in their 60s. Some are still working. But what we haven't seen before is so many people in their 80s and 90s. I speak to a telephone reassurance client almost every day. She'll be 99 in August. And this woman has kept abreast of the political scene. She has become a role model to me. She knows exactly what's been going on with every single person running for president on both sides of the aisle. She's following the news like there's no tomorrow. Smart and sharp as a whip, and just absolutely amazing. And we do. We have so many people in their 90s. Unfortunately, we have people in their 60s who are just not doing well mentally or physically. Princeton just came out with a report that depression and also medication abuse is hitting men in their middle ages, the 55 to 65 white male. So again, it really depends when you look at that spectrum. But what our programs do, whether it's telephone reassurance, whether it's the friendly visitor program, is to meet the challenge of somebody who wants to stay in their own home, wants to stay in their own neighborhood, and does not want to go right away into a facility, whether it's assisted living or even a nursing home. Well, how does that happen, particularly when they may have, in fact, some mental challenges or some physical challenges? And that's where we come in. Our telephone reassurance program calls a senior either once or several times a day, checks in on them. It could be purely a social chat. Many of our clients have nobody else to check in on them, don't have anybody talking to them. And it's been proven that socialization helps you not just mentally but physically as well.
Interesting.
So then we have people who we call maybe several times a day because not only are we reminding them to take their medication, but we'll actually stay on the line and wait until they do. We have identified people going into crisis, having a stroke, a heart attack. We've sent emergency services, literally have saved lives, and unfortunately also have identified people who have, in fact, passed away alone in their apartment.
Wow. That's got to be traumatic.
Well, we do. I will tell you this. Our staff and our volunteers, there's just something about our telephone reassurance folks that they just warm the cockles of our heart. Even we just absolutely adore them. In fact, I got a text today from a previous employee who was checking in, asking how things are going. And I did have to give him some bad news. But everybody is very much connected. These are people who... It's not a telephone call. It's truly like you're calling your aunt or your uncle, and we learn all about them, and they expect our calls. They learn about us, and it's just part of our daily life. It's really so rewarding.
I remember you saying in one of my earlier interviews with you that you could tell over the phone if there's an issue.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that, you know, many of our clients are on medications. Some of our clients do have, like I said, some mental challenges, depressions or whatever. They may have slurred speech normally.
Right.
Because we talk to them so often, we can even hear the nuances with a client like that. It is just absolutely amazing how close we become to them in terms of their voice, in terms of their mannerisms and so forth. We had one person who was lying on the floor for actually a couple of days. Many of our seniors don't want anybody to find out that they've fallen or that they can't help themselves. They think the men in the white jackets are going to come and immediately transfer them over to the Alzheimer's wing, you know, in the local hospital or what have you. We knew something was wrong with this person, and we all kept asking, "What? I'm fine. Finally, I started asking questions, where exactly are you? In the kitchen. Where are you in the kitchen? Are you on the table? What? I mean, I asked so many questions, finally she gave up. Right. She's on the floor in the kitchen. So it was, you know, that was one of our more difficult situations. Luckily, that turned out fine. But, it is amazing how close we become to them so that we can discern whenever there is a problem and hopefully get emergency services there in time.
So you mentioned aging in place. To me, aging in place from a real estate viewpoint means I want to live by myself into my senior years. I may be in the wrong house, may have to adjust that, or maybe the house is okay, but it needs some senior adjustments to it. But what I've discovered is the other side of that equation is sooner or later, some people, not all, and the amount that the sum adds up to is amazing to me, need to go into assisted living. And then the assisted living is a long chain of steps towards the ultimate end of their life, unfortunately. But the thing that I've learned is that it's only somewhere between 5 and 8% of the people that ever get to assisted living. And I always thought it was maybe half or more. That's an amazing
number. When you consider the financials, Joe, $65,000 a year for your basic assisted living situation, facility living, if you will, because there's so many variations on a theme. That's in New Jersey, $65,000. So whether you want to stay in the comfort of your four walls that you've been used to for 20 years or not, you certainly don't want to pay $65,000 a year. And so that is a huge factor in determining where you're going to be. And again, downsizing or what have you, there are other options than doing that. I actually started with Huntington Helpline as a volunteer. I was a friendly visitor. And I followed my friend through this program when she was in the CAP senior housing. She went into the hospital, then she went to Huntington Care Center, then she went back to her apartment, then she went into the hospital again, then she went to Somerset Hospital, then she went into another rehab place. I followed her all over for a good almost 5 years until she finally passed away in a nursing home. And, I mean, she became part of my family, but it was very much so, as you said, this long journey, and what are the detours, and how do you get there, and what are those programs and services that help you along the way? And again, telephone reassurance. She was also a telephone reassurance client. She was living alone in that apartment, and of course, it's a senior residential building, so you get some assistance. She had the friendly visitor, somebody to check in on her at least once a week. But and then to follow her throughout, she was very capable. She was very capable until I would say the last year of her life when she deteriorated in the nursing home. And again, I followed her there as well. So there are services and programs, not just through Helpline, but through public health, through obviously their own means. There are certainly home health aid companies that are chamber members. I could say Anita's Angels, Home Instead, all of those wonderful companies if somebody has the finances to do that. But yes, I think most people, and I know I would, of course, I live on a farm, and I want to be buried there. It's not going to happen, but you know, we want to stay in those familiar surroundings, not just because of the familiar surroundings, but because of the independence. So, if someone has to tell me to take my medication at 4 o'clock, and I get to sit in my easy chair in front of my TV, so be it. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me as well. I know my dad. My dad passed probably going on 20 years now, but we had Meals on Wheels come in, and they would call me if they saw something out of place. It was like an early warning system.
Absolutely. And we worked very closely with Meals on Wheels, very closely. And if one of our clients starts to say they're not eating or what have you, the first question we say, let's bring in Meals on Wheels. And the people over there, Regina and Joanne, oh my gosh, I think they walk on water. I have referred clients to them. Joe, in an hour, they've got a meal over at somebody's house. And they're just fabulous people. But that's what's great about this whole networking, because you can age in place, not just with Helpline and our programs, but with those programs that the Senior Center offers, the programs of Meals on Wheels, Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, another fabulous program for somebody who's a little incapacitated, can't pay their bills, et cetera, but yet they have a guardian, and they're not going to a facility either. So when you look at that, your 5%, 5 to 8% is probably realistic, but warning to everyone who is listening, know that these services exist. Utilize them. Refer your family, your friends, your neighbors. If your mom is living, you know, across the country, find out what those programs and services are, and all you should have to do is call the Office on Aging or your local senior centers, and they should be able to direct you. That's why we started creating Choices for Seniors directory and publishing that information, hard copy and online.
And where can people get a copy of that if they'd like?
They call Huntington Helpline again, 908-782-4357. Or they can go right online, and I love this part.
Okay.
Because if you go to choicesforseniorsdirectory.org, it will come up, And you literally, it's interactive. You can flip the pages.
Oh, I love it.
You can hit the links to go directly to the table of content that you want. You can access all the businesses in there. In the front of the directory for those four counties I mentioned before, Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, and Mercer, you have all your nonprofits and all your government agencies, all free in that front part of the listing. The second part of it, as you know, with your business, is the for-profit businesses. But to advertise, they must have a focus on elder care.
Right.
They cannot just want to take advantage of this demographic group.
Right.
And it also is translatable in any language.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that.
So if you are computer savvy, and I'm a firm believer, I did a research paper on seniors and technology, and they are savvy as long as somebody's willing to sit down with them and teach them.
Right.
It's wonderful. And it is great for the child who wants to make sure mom living in New Jersey has all of the resources that they need.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I know. I try to, I'm senior certified in real estate, which is pretty hard to get certification. And although most of my business is not that, it's becoming more and more that because 100 is becoming a more and more senior. I mean, from the demographics part, we're dropping off any under 35. And then I talked to one of the funeral directors, and he said, if you consider the fact that most of our seniors over 65, a lot of them anyway, move just into Pennsylvania because it's so much cheaper and then come back here when they want to be buried with their... So we're losing people from both ends of the mm-hmm. spectrum, and the guys in the middle, like me, are just getting older and older and older. And that's the majority you just talked about. So.
Right.
It's very interesting. So it sounds like we can get somebody a few telephone calls a week to a few telephone calls a day if needed.
Absolutely.
And we can get somebody out there once a week or several times a week if need be to sit and talk with them. If nothing else, just to console them and make sure things are okay.
Absolutely. As I said, the social part of it is so, so, so important. And, you know, the program doesn't just help the senior. It helps the caregiver, the family, like I said. Even if they're living down the street, if the daughter, the son is working,
right.
They don't have to come out of a board meeting. They don't have to stop what they're doing, pull over to the side of the road if they know that Hunterdon Helpline's telephone reassurance program is in effect and mom or dad are being taken care of, and they would be called anyway. If someone it doesn't answer the phone, for instance, we have a entire process, and eventually what we call the first responders are going to be probably family or friends if
right.
they're lucky to have them, and they're local. Because if somebody's in California, obviously, well, we're going to alert them, but they're not going to come running
sure.
with the key to open up the apartment. Ultimately, we call HC Communications, Emergency Services, and we send the police or emergency EMTs, what have you, as necessary to find out if that person is okay. So think about it. If it was your mom or dad and you're in the throes of life just as they are, but at work, picking the kids up from soccer, et cetera, here's a program that's helping you as well. Also helps the physicians that's prescribing that medication. Joe, I say this all the time. If I'm prescribed antibiotics, and don't say that's why I still have bronchitis, but I did finish my medication this time. But, you know, you get 10 days worth of antibiotics, and normally the average person does not finish it. They stop as soon as they're feeling
right.
well. But for the physician who's prescribing for the senior who has to take it on a daily basis, we're there to say, take it. Stop what you're doing. Take it. Or did you take it? Or we'll hang on, et cetera. So it helps the physician as well. It really reaches the entire community that surrounds that one senior.
So we've got a minute or two left. We talked about telephone calls in. We talked about visits to the home. What other things should we mention just to make sure that our audience knows what's available to them?
Well, one of the other things that we do in conjunction with the Office on Emergency Management, I mentioned Sandy and our snowstorms and so forth. We will register for Citizen Alert our seniors so that they get a message via the landline, via their cell phone, via the internet, however they
okay.
want. But as a relative, as a loved one of a senior, again, You don't have to go to Choices for Seniors. You can go to the Office on Aging. Simply know that there are programs out there.
Yes.
Know who to ask. Know that, one, you're not alone, and that you can, in fact, get help. Your loved one can get help. I think that's the most important thing. You know, I give presentations, et cetera, and people are always saying, wow, wow. Call us, go on the internet, but there are programs and services that can help you and your family really with any challenges we discussed at the earlier part of the show. But I think it's important that you know there is help. Take care of yourself, because you get depressed over this, you get anxious right. over this, you get ill over this, you're not going to be able to take care of yep. your loved one. And just a shout out on April 30th at Polytech, the Senior Health Coalition from the hospital, I'm a member of it, is having a Caregivers Appreciation Day, a little day of pampering for caregivers over at Polytech. It starts at 12. And not only do we have the Polytech students practicing their cosmetology, their car detailing, foot massages, all right. these wonderful things. There's also great information, as you had said to me, about Medicare and Medicaid, people that you can ask questions, all the different organizations that help seniors in our area. So remember, that's April 30th at Polytech. It's a Saturday.
And if there's any, you can go to the Polytech website and find more information about it. Once again, we can reach the 100 & Helpline at 908-735-4357. My name is Joe Peters, and you can reach me at 908-238-0118. I'd be more than happy to re-point you in the right direction or if you've got a question. But I think if there's a question on your mind, and I'm sitting here thinking as we're talking, I remember when I went through this with my dad, I never knew a helpline existed. I had Meals on Wheels, I had his doctor, and I had my brother, who wasn't much help to talk to, and that was it, and we managed his whole life through this. If I had somebody who could have stopped in and talked to him, or somebody could have called him on the phone when I was at, because I traveled extensively at that point in time, it would have been so much better. So all of this is available. It's all available to you as a product of living in Hunterdon County. And all you've got to do is give us a call, find out what matches your situation, and let us see if we can help you out. Susan, I appreciate you coming on. And,
well, thank you so much, Joe. Thank you so much for asking me. I truly appreciate it, and I appreciate what you're doing for the seniors as well, because that's an important part of yeah. this whole puzzle.
Well, you know, somebody once said, I couldn't spell senior, now I are one. It happens so quick, and it happens so unintentionally. You just don't have much of a choice. What I'm trying to do from my viewpoint is I'm an active senior, and we've probably got another 3 or 4 years before Marilyn and I retire, but we want to get more and more involved in the community so that as we do retire, we're in a process of giving back and understanding what's going on, and it feels good. It feels good. If anybody out there wants to work with seniors, this is the place to do it.
Absolutely. Like I said, we run on volunteers. So we will, whatever the program, whatever you're interested, give us a call. We will be more than happy. And the rewards are immense, absolutely immense.
I know Marilyn was thinking about volunteering, and we looked at maybe she should go into one of the nursing homes, which is a paid care facility and not an aging in place. And Susan said to me, why would you do that? She could be one of these people who goes out and sits and holds her hands and talks to them for an hour. And Marilyn's very interested in doing it as soon as she has a little more time. So we've got a plan in place. Well, once again, thank you. It's been Susan Lax and the Hunterdon Helpline number for the last time, 908-735-4357. I'm Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. And if you go to jpeters.com, there's a 55-plus page where you'll find a re-recording of this eventually and, in effect, a lot of other things for you as a senior to help you get through this. So I appreciate you listening in. Next week, we're going to return back to our real estate format and talk about the market in Hunterdon County. And then the week after, 2 weeks from today at 4 o'clock, today being the 14th, so it'll be the 28th, we're going to have, I'm thinking, is it the 14th? No, it's the 12th, so it'll be the 26th. We're going to have Tom from Anita's Angels on, which is one
great.
Of the major aging-in-place mm-hmm. facilities that we
Absolutely.
Have. And he's going to talk about some of the things that are available on a pay-for-fee basis in your home for your your parents or yourselves, if it happens to be you who's looking at it. So once again, thanks. We're going to go to the news, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks again.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
The virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, eye problems, and some other conditions.
The Center for Disease Control's Dr. Ann Schuchat speaking about the Zika virus. She's urging pregnant athletes and spectators to avoid traveling to Brazil for the Summer Olympics.
Travel to the area may lead to silent infections or infections with symptoms, and that following infections, it's very important to take precautions during sex not to spread the virus.
Pregnant women are at particular risk as the virus has been linked to birth defects. The doctor is also putting more pressure on Congress to approve emergency funding to combat Zika. President Obama asked Congress for nearly $2 billion in emergency funding for Zika back in February. This is USA Radio News.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine